strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our final live feed update for Celebrity Big Brother 2. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong. And with me today is Matt. How you doing, Matt?
Doing good. Excited for the finale tonight. I won't lie. I'm a little relieved that the season is coming to an end. I feel like it's been a little messy. And just knowing that Big Brother Canada 7 is like 3 weeks away has me really excited for that. So I'm excited for the finale here tonight.
Yes, we are here on the morning of February 13th, the night of the season finale. And there's actually still some stuff we got to update you on. So we will talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Celebrity 2 live feeds. And then slight spoiler, still not exactly 100% on who's going to be leaving tonight before the final four. So we are, in fact, going to go over the final three people that are in the game. First Dina, then Tamar and Candy. So, we're going to go over their games. Luckily, Candy and Dina in particular, less to talk about. And really when we're talking about strategic drivers, it was mostly Natalie, secondly, Ricky. And so there's a little bit less to talk about, with these three.
I think it's fair to at least, you know, even if, I do think it's a little bit more, or maybe less up in the air about who's going home. I think they kind of cleared it up last night. Obviously, it could still change, but I think it's still fair to talk about all of these, final players. They've been here for 29 days now, and all of them have different aspects of their game that literally, like you said, you guys said last night, any of them could win if things fall into the right place tonight. So,
yes,
worth talking about.
All right, so let's talk about what happened yesterday. Obviously, Lolo does not use the veto, so Dina and Candy remain on the block. Lolo is going to talk with Dina, and Dina is going to say, hey, Tamar and Candy are working together. They will definitely take each other to the end, just so you know. And Lolo's like, why didn't you tell me this before the veto? I would have used the veto. I was thinking about it. And Dina was like, oh, I don't know. What do you want me to do? This is really a day of two people campaigning back and forth, Dina and Candy. It's a battle between the two of them, and Dina is going to take the first strike here, and it's going to be a good one. She also tells her about how Tamar and Ricky were trying to get her evicted over Natalie. That's what Tom was trying to tell her all along. She was like, oh, I can't believe it. She says, look, I will take you to the final two. I've always said I want the person who needs it the most to be there in the end and to win the game. So I would take you because I know that you need it the most. I would also vote for you in the end, Lolo. I would totally vote for you. I mean, really, you would, thinking about it, right? You would definitely lose to Tamar. You would definitely beat Ricky. So you should take Ricky. This is happening over the course of a conversation where Dina's being Dina. Still don't know exactly what she's talking about with why she's telling her that she can beat Ricky, if that's a thing that she shouldn't be saying because she wants Lola to take her. But I guess she knows that's not going to happen, or she's just Dina. And so Lola's like, whoa, really, Ricky? You think I can beat Ricky? I was kind of thinking I couldn't beat Ricky. And Dina's like, no, you can definitely beat Ricky, believe me. She's like, okay. So she goes, okay, I like a lot of what you're saying. I need you to go talk to Ricky, see what he thinks about all of this. So Dina, first strike, and it's pretty successful here. Lolo's feeling pretty good about this.
Well, here's my thing. I feel like this is, not only is Dina trying to get into the game way too little too late, like this is like, we are on the second to last day of the season. Her life in the game is completely on the line, and she has not had game conversations with pretty much anybody but Candy the entire season. I think my washing machine just exploded or something. Sorry.
We're going to go over Dina's whole game, so we'll know who she's had game talks with.
There's some loud noises out there. But I think also something that is helping Dina in this circumstance is the fact that Lolo, as the season has gone on, especially in these last few days, is just like getting progressively worse as a Big Brother player. I think without Natalie, her strategic game that might have existed has just completely gone off the rails. Like, there's nothing left. Like, she's just completely becoming somebody who, if she was on like Big Brother 19, Paul would have had her as putty in his hands. Like, she's so Christmas. Moldable to anything that anybody comes at her with. As seen yesterday with, you know, this conversation with Dina, later on with, you know, just any plan that Ricky comes to her with, she's happy to go along with. It's, you know, she has an idea in her head of what she wants to do, but anybody could tell her anything. And she's like, yeah, you know, you're making a good point. So.
Yeah, just there's a Lolo watch across the whole day. So she talks with Dina, and now she's fully on board Team Dina. She believes everything Dina told her. She's feeling, okay, you go talk to Ricky. Dina goes and talks to Ricky, and Dina tells Ricky, hey, Tamar and Candy are working together. They're definitely going to take each other to the end. She gives you the whole, the same pitch. And Ricky, though, is Ricky, and Dina is Dina. And so the two of them together in a conversation just goes nowhere, where Ricky's like, well, why do you feel that way? I mean, like, of course Candy's gonna do things, of course Tamar's gonna do things, what's the point of what you're saying?
I mean, Ricky's honestly like us watching Dina try to talk game, because he's trying not to laugh at her, but it's laughable everything that she, because she hasn't talked to him at all the entire season. She hasn't talked game with him at all in these past few days. She's been really pouty. She's been passive aggressive, not really talking to anybody. She's been saying bad things about Ricky for the past few days, and he's not stupid. He realizes that, you know, that this is like a very obvious last minute ditch, and Dina's not good at talking about the game at all. So he's just like, what are you even trying to say right now? Like, what are you getting at? What are you trying to, like, what's your end goal here? I don't understand what you're trying to say. None of it's making sense.
Yes, like I said, basically goes nowhere. But the point is, she did get across to him, hey, Tamar and Candy are a lot closer than you think. I've talked with Candy a long time. I know how closely they're working together. So in the meantime, Lolo is talking with Candy now. It's Candy's turn to try and sway Lolo here. They go over to the memory wall, and they're counting out jury votes. And Candy is trying to explain what she was trying to tell her earlier when Lolo got mad at Candy for saying that Lolo could win the game and that Candy wouldn't take her to the end. She's saying, no, that's not what I was saying. Look, what I was saying was, I do think you have a good chance to beat me. You have these votes in this, you have this person and this person and this person. And I think that my best chance is against you or Ricky, because I know I can't beat Tamar. Lola's like, well, you know, I'm hearing from Dina that you are going to take Tamar, that you have a secret deal. And Candy's like, what? No, that Dina, I can't believe she would say that stuff. That's not true. I can't beat Tamar. I know I can't beat Tamar. I know I might have a chance against you two, Ricky or Lolo. So I have to take one of you. And I still think that you guys can probably beat me, but you know, that's just the way it goes. And Lolo's like, you know, I hadn't really thought about that. I hadn't really thought about how I have, if I'm against you, then I've got Ricky, I've got Natalie, you know, I probably could beat you. I'm starting to come around to this, and I didn't, well, you know, you're also rich and I'm not, I need the money. So that means a lot to people, and I can probably beat you in that regard. So, yeah, okay. I'm starting to buy this. And it's like, Candy with the comeback blow, the counter. She's got Lolo. Okay. Lolo watch. Lolo is now on Team Candy.
Right. And I don't mean to diminish Candy or Dina or anybody, but like I just was saying before, having Lolo be the person that these people are talking to is making their jobs infinitely easier, because she's just completely falling for everything that anyone is saying to her at this point. And it's so sad to watch. Like, any halfway decent player would have taken the information that Candy gave her, which was, you know, about Tamar saying, I don't think I can beat Tamar. I think that if Tamar's on the jury, I can probably get her vote. And that's kind of what I want right now. And would have taken that information, knowing that Lolo wanted Candy to go, gone to Tamar and said, Tamar, listen to all of this stuff Candy just told me. We really should get her out. It benefits both of us. But instead, she spends the rest of her day until later on saying, all right, well, I guess it makes sense to keep Candy. You know, all of Candy's points made sense, and my teammates want Candy to go. So it's just really not a good look for Lolo. Continued year.
Yes. So then Lolo says to Candy, you should go talk to Ricky and see what Ricky thinks about all this.
That's just the default. Go talk to Ricky. Now that you've talked to me, go talk to Ricky.
So Candy goes and she talks to Ricky, and she starts to give Ricky the same pitch she just gave to Lolo about how, hey, if you're against me, you have your locked in roommate votes. That's great for you. You know, I definitely don't have a deal with Tamar. I know I can't beat Tamar. And Ricky's like, okay, so who are you going to take? It's like, oh, well, you know, I think I have the best shot against you or Lolo. And she's like, yeah, yeah, but between the two of us, who would it be? And she's like, I mean, who would it be? Who would it be? It would be you, Ricky. That's, I would take you.
Yes, because like force it out of her.
I probably have a better shot against you, Ricky. And he's like, okay. And she starts to go over. So I just want to like give you my final plea. And she starts to go over the votes and why she thinks that she, again, the same sort of pitch that she gave Lolo, and Ricky's just not having is like, look, before you even, I don't care about the votes. I'm more about like rewarding, you know, the people that have been with me and you know, I'm a healer and all of this stuff. And yes, it's like Candy is just not really getting through to him, but he does say, look, if I broke the tie to keep you, would you take me to the final two? And she says, yes. He's like, okay. So that's they basically ended there.
And I'll say also that I think, I was noticing as the day went on, it seemed like Ricky was really starting to have his gears, you know, start turning in the idea that he was considering, you know, changing his mind about who he should send home here. And I think that he probably during this conversation was already on board with the whole, I think I'm changing my mind and I want Candy to go. So I think he was like still holding out, you know, the possibility that Candy's going to be the one that stays. So of course he's trying to secure this deal, but I think it's really like, I don't know if it's been like the past few days that he's been thinking about it or just sometime during this day that he changed his mind. But
well, I have a theory myself. I think right now that Ricky is on board with keeping he knows that Tamar wants to keep Candy. And at this point, he's thinking Lolo might want to keep Candy, too. And so he's like, you know, even if Lolo doesn't want to keep Candy, I keeping Candy seems like what. It's been what he's been thinking he wants to do for a while. I think he's going to here. But I think that he's a little put off in this conversation by the contrast between Dina's pitch and Candy's pitch and how ridiculous Dina was in comparison to how rational Candy was. And I think he's a little put off by how rational Candy was, but he's still planning on keeping Candy. He's just a little thrown off. He's like, like, wait a minute. And also Dina just told me that Candy and Tamar are really working together. If they are, that's kind of dangerous. I don't like that. I'm supposed to have a final two deal with Tamar, but if Candy's in the mix, maybe I don't like that Candy's denying that she has this deal with Tamar because I don't know if I believe that entirely. So I think that he's starting to think about this, but at the moment he's still on team keep Candy.
I think his heart has always wanted to keep Candy. I think that's what led him into this spot in the first place of saying, I want Candy to stay. I feel like they've been thinking about it in a way that like, as if there's still a week left in the game. Like, we want Candy here. We want to send Dina out. They're both jury threats. So let's keep in the person that we like more. Or I don't know. But I feel like this conversation, like he was looking for any reasons that he could find to convince himself that he's making the right decision in keeping Candy. But the conversation really just didn't go exactly how it didn't go ideal for Candy because it didn't leave him feeling the most comfortable.
Well, here's my theory. I think that the next conversation he has is with Tamar, and he talks with Tamar about how like we're still good about final two, right? And I think that he's thinking about this because, again, he just was told from Dina told him, hey, Candy and Tamar are closer than you think. They are going to take each other. Followed by Candy, oh, I can't beat Tamar. That's no way I can't beat Tamar. I'm definitely not working with her. And then he talks to Tamar. He's like, so we're good on the final two thing, right? You know, Dina's saying things about how you're working with Candy. And Tamar's response is, oh, no, Candy wouldn't take me. Candy would take you. She knows she can't beat me. She thinks she can beat you. And I think this is what clicked in Ricky's mind. He was like, that is almost word for word what Candy just told me. That's suspicious. I think this is what makes him go, hold on. I don't like this. I think maybe Candy and Tamar are working together still, and I can't have that, especially if Candy is more likely to win the final HOH. It just, it was too smooth. It was too rehearsed. And I think that when Dina came up to him with all of her messiness, he was just like, this is laughable. There's no, like, she doesn't have any deals with anyone. Mm-hmm. This is a lot easier to deal with. I know what I'm getting here, and this Tamar Candy connection is a little too scary. So I think that in this moment, he starts to change his mind about wanting to keep Candy.
Exactly. And I always felt like this might be the day, like if there was an instance where it switched back to evicting Candy, it would have been in these final hours of today, because like I said, everyone is thinking in terms of, who are we going to keep? But it's once they snap into it and realize we're only keeping this person to compete against in one final competition on finale night. The only reason that we're keeping this person in the game is because we should have an easier chance of beating them, you know, essentially. It just has always made more sense that Dina is the one that they kept. So I felt like they could have come to this, but it would have always had to be Ricky to come to this, because Tamar obviously wasn't going to start this discussion of let's evict Candy. That's not what she wants. And Lolo is not smart enough at this point to have any kind of strategic thoughts like that. So it was going to be Ricky, if anything. And, you know, unfortunately for the Candy Canes out there, this is what happened.
Yeah. So Lolo is going to join them in this conversation. They talk some more about Candy, and Tamar continues to talk about how Candy wouldn't take her to the end, and all of this. And so then they talk about Dina, and Lolo's telling them what Dina is saying. And, you know, both Tamar and Ricky are kind of denying it, like, oh, we weren't trying to get you out over Natalie, and Dina's lying about this stuff. Oh, and Tamar's like really jumping on this, like, Dina, she's so messy. I can't believe she's lying to us like that. And Ricky and Lola are both like, she's trying, whatever.
It's Tamar's thing. She just, you know, she can make that. This is the way her game works. She just is trying to make it seem like Dina's this like crazy mastermind stirring the pot, Tom Green style out there, but it's just Dina. So,
right,
she's trying.
It's you know, you're not gonna make Dina out to be some strategic mastermind. And Ricky again points out, like, it was funny talking to her. It was ridiculous. They end that conversation. Lolo is going to talk with Tamar just keeps saying she doesn't care who leaves, and then right after saying, but Dina, we don't want her, right? Like, I don't care, but, you know, Dina sucks, and she would beat all of us. And I think that, again, like, Ricky's really seeing that Tamar is fighting for Candy to stay, especially after she just told him that she knows that Candy won't take her to the final two. Candy told him that she wouldn't take her to the final two. I think Ricky is like, okay, I'm starting to see through this a little bit. So Lolo talks to Tamar and asks her again, like, hey, do you have a deal with Ricky? Do you have a deal with Ricky, Tamar? Because I feel like you might have a deal with Ricky. Tamar, oh no, of course not. I don't have a deal. I wouldn't do you like that. I wouldn't leave you hanging like that. Of course not. I'm going to take you to the end, Lolo. I have no deal with Ricky. Definitely not. Tamar says that she definitely also wouldn't take Candy to the end because she doesn't want to lose to Candy. And Candy won't take her to the end because Candy doesn't want to lose to her.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know where you fall on how much you believe Tamar in this, but I really, I don't know how, like, if it was this conversation or a different one, I'm convinced at this point that Tamar does plan to take Lolo. I feel like the way that she expressed herself by saying, she's told Ricky, you know, it's good, me and you to the end, like, we got each other. I feel like that's her way of trying to make sure that Ricky feels good about her. But the fact that she said to Lolo, 100%, 1,000%, I am taking you, Lolo, I'm not going to fuck you. Like, I think that, like, that was some, like, specific language to make sure that Lolo knows that she is taking her. And I know it's Tamar because she's been, you know, she's been making promises all over the place, but I don't know. I just kind of felt it with this one, that she is smart enough to know that her best chance is against Lolo. And I feel like she wouldn't have said it that specifically, 100%, 1,000%, I am taking you, if she planned on not actually taking her. I don't know. That's what I felt.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly possible. It's hard to read where Tamar is at. I personally lean toward Ricky. She's had a final two with Ricky for a lot longer than Lolo. And also, she has, you know, both Dina and Candy talking about how Ricky is easier to beat, which sort of reinforcing the idea that maybe Ricky is the better option. So I would personally lean toward Ricky, but
I just feel like she has to know. At this point, like before the season, she had been in interviews talking about how I think I'm going to come in third or fourth place, and that's fine. And for a while I was like, maybe she actually believes that. Maybe she's actually going to just kind of give up at third or fourth. And the fact that she's been trying to keep Candy in the game so long has been making me still believe that, like, she doesn't kind of care where she finishes here. But I don't know, maybe it was after the video from home and she just keeps seeing her son. And I feel like she has the drive to win, even though she's not going about it in the best way in terms of, like, she wants to keep Candy in the house, who is not a good person to sit next to in the final two. I just feel like she does have her head in the game, and she is thinking, you know, I've had blowups with people, Lolo's had blowups with people. It makes the most sense for me to try winning against her. So that's,
I mean, something else to consider is that in this conversation, Tamar still feels like Candy is going to be staying in the game. And she obviously plans on taking, or at least presumably plans on taking, Candy before Lolo. So I think she's lying to Lolo in this conversation regardless, because whether or not she has a deal with Ricky, she's still taking Candy before Lolo. So I wouldn't take what she says to Lolo in this particular conversation at face value. Obviously she's lying about Ricky, and I also think she's lying about the fact that she was also would also take Candy to the final two if she had the option.
I'm also somebody who's never actually fully been on board with the fact that she might take Candy. I know a lot of people have been, but I've never been totally subscribed to that.
Okay, well,
that's where I'm coming from.
Honestly, Tamar could do any one of those three things. Personally, I think that she wants to take Candy. I think Ricky would be next, and then Lolo. But well, we might find out. We might find out tonight. We might find out tonight.
Yep.
So Lolo is then going to talk to Ricky, and she's like, "All right, so we're all set to keep Candy then." And Ricky's like, "Actually, I changed my mind. Thinking maybe not going to keep Candy anymore." It's like, we were so close,
and Lolo's completely blindsided. She's like, "Wait, what? Ricky, you're blowing my mind right now. Like, what do you mean? No, you're not sure. Like, what?" Lolo just would never have thought that Ricky's going to change his mind again. She was locked in. The team was locked in. We are keeping Candy. And then, you know, somebody's still thinking in the game. And, you know, she's mind blown that people are still thinking. So,
yeah. So, oh man. So she's like, well, why is he? And Ricky says, "Look, Candy told me that she's going to take me to the end. And I don't want you and Tamar to regret keeping Candy, knowing that, you know, she's taking me. It just feels wrong. You know, I don't want to do that to you guys. So, you know, I was thinking about what you were saying the other night about how Candy is more likely to win the final HOH. And I wouldn't like it if Candy won the final HOH and took me over you guys. So, I think it's better if we keep Dina around, and then hopefully we can beat her. And then, you know, we will both be in the finals together. And Lolo is just like, oh, wow. So Candy's going to take you. That's okay. She goes to Tamar. She's like, Ricky doesn't want to keep Candy anymore. He's either super sneaky or he's a saint, because he's just laying down his life for us. He doesn't want Candy to take him and not us.
He's giving us a gift here. He's giving us something that we never could repay. You know? So nice of Ricky to help us get farther in the game.
It's like, I'm pretty sure it's the sneaky thing. Pretty sure it's that one. So she's going to talk about it with Tamar, and Tamar's like, "No, well, man, but remember about how we hate Dina? Remember that part?" And Lolo's like, "Yeah, but I mean, Candy's going to take Ricky. Why would you want to keep Candy if you know that she's going to take Ricky?" And Tamar's like, "Because I'm not a hater."
Yeah, that line is when I knew, and I tweeted this yesterday, that Tamar ran out of runway. Like, she has nothing left that she can argue saying that Candy is the better choice to keep in the house. There's really no more reasons. Like, Lolo's coming at her with exactly what Ricky told her, and it's just, it does not make any sense for her to keep her, unless she brought up a point saying, I think Candy will actually take me, but everyone is coming at her with other reasons to say Candy is not taking you. So that's, she has nothing left. It's like when she was talking to Candy and Candy was trying to justify why she needs to make sure that, that she, no, I'm sorry, why Candy was working with Tom. And Lolo, I'm sorry, running out of the names are just all mixed up in my head. And she was talking to Tamar, and Tamar was just like, yep, I guess you're right. It does make sense that you're working with Tom. And this is the exact same thing she's at now. She just has nothing left to say.
Yeah. So she does fight names. Back. She does keep trying to fight back, but it is not really working out here. So they talked with Ricky again, and Tamar continues like, hey, but Candy and Dina, remember how much we don't like Dina? And Ricky eventually just kind of says like, hey, look, if you want to vote to keep Candy, because you don't want to mess up your relationship with her, that's fine. That's cool. And this is again, I feel like an indicator that the real reason Ricky wants Candy gone is because he recognizes that Tamar wants her to stay and that they probably have some kind of deal. So he's like, look, I get it. If you don't want to evict Candy, if you want to be a vote to keep Candy, that's fine. I will break the tie and evict Candy. So that is the plan for now. Things could change theoretically today. They have changed quite a bit already. And I know there are some people that think, is it possible Ricky is setting this up so that he can break the tie in Candy's favor so that she honors her deal with him? I personally don't think that is the case, but I am not willing to say with 100% certainty that Candy is completely out quite yet, which is why we will kind of briefly go over Candy's game. It's not going to be quite as thorough as the other two. I do think that she has probably got one foot out the door at this point. So that is our update for today.
Yeah, I think once the idea got put back into Lolo's head that that her original intentions of getting Candy out this week are now a possibility again, I think she latched onto that. She went to Tamar, you know, and she was like, listen, this is our chance. We have to make this shot. We regretted it last time when we took out Joey instead of Candy. We're not going to regret it again this time. We're going to make sure we do the right thing. And I personally do feel like it is the end of the road for Candy here. But, you know, I guess these people have proven to be pretty unpredictable. So still a half a day left that we won't see because they're about to say goodbye in like 15 minutes.
Yeah. So I personally think that Tamar is now only just now starting to be like, okay, so if Candy's not here, who do I take to the end? That's my personal read. And I'm still not exactly sure who she would take, but I do lean Ricky. So let's go over their games here. We're going to start with Dina. Because I think that Dina's an interesting one. Dina comes into the game. She is connected to Jonathan, and she comes in. She bonds with Candy. She bonds with Kato. People talk about how she's in a showmance with Kato. Obviously not true, but she does bond with him and Candy. She is an option to go on the block as just an easy person to be up there upon, whatever. Jonathan protects her. But we also know that, you know, Jonathan was on the block. We know what everything that happened with the Jonathan alliance that crumbled. And so she wants to protect Jonathan, but she is not going to be able to, and she votes to evict Candy in order to protect him. But it's not enough. Jonathan is evicted. We head into week two. She roots for Joey in the HOH competition because Joey was on Team Jonathan, and that upsets Kato. But she's upset with Kato, and he's upset with her, and so he wants to evict her, puts her on the block. Meanwhile, Candy is upset with Dina because Candy was voted out by Dina after they bonded. And so their relationship is crumbling a little bit. Dina not doing too well at this point in the game. Ryan does approach her with an offer to create some kind of counter alliance to go against the Tom, Kato, Natalie, Lolo group. And she's like, yeah, I'm all about that. But we should not trust Ricky. You're talking about Ricky. We definitely shouldn't trust Ricky. And then she starts to, okay, she's on the block. She's got this big alliance against her. She's lost her relationships. Things are not looking great. She was approached by Ryan, but Ryan's got one foot out the door. She's the current backup plan. If Ryan or Joey wins the veto, then she's going to be evicted. So she goes, she talks to Kato. She does. She lays a big guilt trip on him. She says, "Hey, Kato, I can't believe this happened. I was upset. You were upset." She talks with him for a little while. He comes away from that conversation thinking, you know what? We can work with Dina. I actually do feel good about Dina. He talks with Tom. They both agree. They actually would like to see Dina stay over Tamar if the veto is won by Ryan or Joey. So they now are starting to pull Dina back in. She's got some more allies again. Meanwhile, Tamar is pissing off her group so much that they want Tamar out this week if they have the possibility. So separately, they have also decided they would like to keep Dina over Tamar. And just like that, Tamar is safe, but ultimately doesn't matter because Ryan or Joey do not win the veto and Ryan is evicted in week two. What are you thinking so far, Matt?
I'm thinking Dina still doesn't know where she is. It took her a long time to get into the game, not only just playing it in the way that she is now, where she's trying to actively save herself, you know, in these last few days, but she really just didn't know what was going on early on. And there was people that she had these connections with, you know, specifically she was kind of close with Kato. So such a blindside when Kato was like, you were rooting for Joey and now I'm putting you on the block. Like the worst decision Kato possibly could have made, you know, all season long, which like it didn't damage their relationship permanently. But I mean, as time goes on and Dina's going to get closer to Candy and not as close with the two guys, you know, it did cause a few waves that probably didn't need to happen if Kato wasn't such a dummy.
Yes. Something that I think when we go over Dina's game is that it's hard to articulate her style of play, which is very much like she comes in, she's non-threatening. She knows she's non-threatening and her basic goal is to just make people feel good about her. Any conversation she's in, she agrees. She lets you take the lead. And she is on your side. I said from the very start, she's such a mom and she's such like a cheerleader for you. And so that is very effective when she turns that on. And so she does a good job in week two to keep herself safe on the off chance that the veto is won. And, Tamar helps by doing damage to her own game, but Dina also, puts in an assist by helping her own game with Kato and Tom. So
yeah.
We head into the next week. Tom is going to win the next HOH. He does not want Dina out. He feels good about her now. So she is safe this week. Dina is going to, the power is introduced and Dina is going to tell Kato, hey, Tamar has the power. I can read it all over her face. She has the power. Believe me. Kato's like, nah, I think Candy has it. Kato tells her, you can't trust anyone. You can't trust anyone but me and Tom. This upsets Dina. She's like, what? Why? What are you talking about? What's happening here? Dina, she gets upset. She goes to Ricky. She's like, Kato's telling me these things. She ends up getting into a fight with Candy. They finally kind of hash it out about the vote from week one, where Candy lets her know how upset she was that she did that. Dina is a bit tipsy here and does not articulate herself very well. But after the fight, with things hashed out, they are able to make up and rekindle their relationship, which is very important for Dina moving forward.
Dina's best night of the season by far in terms of like giving us any kind of entertainment. Drunk Dina by the hot tub with Ricky and then running into the gym and all that stuff. That was the most fun Dina that we've had.
Yeah. So Tom and Kato at this point tell her, we need you to vote to keep Joey. That's what we need you to do. And so she said, okay, we're keeping Joey. Joey is team Tom and Kato. That's definitely what's happening. She then has a run in with Ricky in the gym. That was one of the highlights of the season for me. Check out the live feed update for that day. I don't know exactly what day it was, but it was a fun recap. She is going to be approached by Lolo and Natalie. This is going to be an occurrence that happens quite often after this point, where they try to flip her against the guys. They say, hey, Tom and Kato are terrible people. You don't want to work with them. Do you see how Kato talked to you? It was disgusting. Do you see how Tom operates? It's disgusting. And Dina's like, oh yeah, you're right. Oh man, they're mean people, aren't they? Oh man, that's terrible. Yeah, I totally hear what you're saying. Definitely. And then after the conversation, does nothing about it because, like I said, she's just your cheerleader in any conversation. And so they feel like they can approach her all the time, even though she never actually gives them anything. She responds positively enough that they feel like, maybe later. Maybe we'll get her next time. So then Kato says, hey, never mind. Not keeping Joey, we're keeping Candy. She's like, oh, okay, that's cool. Joey is evicted.
Yes.
Week 4, Tamar wins the HOH. Dina celebrates with the Gold Room. Hey, we're getting Tom and Kato out. She's like, yeah, party time. Again, she's sneaky, that Dina. And then nothing else to be done. Kato and Tom are on the block. Kato is evicted. Week 5. Dina starts talking with Candy about how, hey, we need to get Natalie out if we win HOH. Over the course of the previous week, she has, again, rekindled this relationship with Candy, and they're both on the same team. They're both on the same page. They need to target the athletes, in particular, Natalie. She's the biggest threat. Tom is going to win the HOH, and here we go. Plans on. It's time to do this. Tamar is going to complain to Dina about Candy being selfish, talking to Tom. Tamar is going to give Candy a heads up about, or Dina's going to give Candy a heads up about Tamar. Dina's going to talk with Tom in her one-on-one and say, hey, it's me, it's you, it's Candy versus the athletes and Tamar. That's what's going on. I know you don't understand this, but that's what's going on, Tom. And Tom is like, yeah, but I think I flipped Lolo. And she's like, no, you have not flipped Lolo. You are a dummy. And he's like, oh, but Ricky. And she's like, no, Natalie is the biggest threat. This is probably Dina's best moment in terms of clarity and smartness. And we're going to see... Lolo and Natalie try to flip her again. Hey, Tom's a terrible person. Did you see what he's done? Did you see him threaten people? Do you see him bully people? And Dina's like, oh yeah, man, what a guy that guy Tom is. Oh man. Then she's gonna go to Candy and be like, I feel so bad for Tom.
Yeah. This is probably Dina's best part of the game because she identifies who she wants her target to be. Between all the conversations with Candy, she identifies the fact that Natalie needs to go. They are in a spot where they can take her out. They just have to, you know, kind of keep on Tom, which Candy does. And, you know, Dina does a little less effectively, but she still, you know, does some pushing whenever she talks to him. So, you know, while the rest of her game has kind of been about being a piece in other people's game, like, her and Candy become a solid two votes that are going to completely be the most important factor in the house. Like, they are the house at this point. Tamar says that even at one point, that whoever the two of them, Candy and Dina, decide to go is going to be the person who ends up evicted. So this is where Dina really kind of kicked it up a little bit.
Yes. And she is going to, feeling bad for Tom, she's going to make him tuna melts. She's going to bring them upstairs to him. She's going to be talking on the feeds about Jonathan, how much she loves him. She talks about some of the other jury members, her jury management that, again, it's hard to talk about in a game recap because it's not super relevant to the events that were occurring, but her jury management is on point, whether she meant to or not. So important to note. She's pleased when Tom ends up not using the veto on, or ends up using the veto on Ricky. It means that that Natalie is going to be going home. She's very happy about that. Ricky and Tamar are going to try and convince her and Candy to keep Natalie, but they're having none of it. Dina is also going to then successfully repair Tom and Candy's relationship because they had faltered a bit after Candy revealed some things about Tom's plan to Tamar, but Dina gets them back in a room together and says, hey, we need to work together. We only have each other. We need to do this. Pretty vital move if they had ended up winning any competitions, but they did not. Natalie is going to be evicted, then Tom is going to be evicted, and then Ricky is going to win the HOH, and the events of this week occur. And as we see, to Dina, not doing a terrible job. You know, I think she probably did get a little bit outplayed by Candy, but almost too outplayed by Candy, because when Candy and Tamar end up saying the same thing, it makes Dina, again, being the person that Dina is, it works for her, and she knows how to play that, and so now she will be in the Final Four, probably, with a decent chance to win the game of Big Brother Celebrity 2. All she needs to do is answer enough of the easy questions to get to a tiebreaker, and then it's basically a crapshoot. And then if she wins, then she takes whoever and wins the game.
Yeah, her game has been similar to, you know, it's not the same exact thing, but somebody like a Jordan Lloyd, maybe, who, you know, they are probably going to be better at the game unintentionally than a lot of people are intentionally. That's like, I guess, you know, a common saying. She isn't, like I said, she didn't know the game going into it, and she didn't have a strategy coming into it. She was just kind of adapting to everything going on around her. And as time went on, she kind of learned what to do, but she was never really in a great position to be able to control what to do until the week with Natalie, potentially going home, which of course her and Candy successfully made happen. But a big part of Dina's game has been whether or not she's playing stupid or if she actually is kind of dumb. You know, they've long suspected she can't actually be this ditzy, right? Like, this has got to be an act. And, you know, it's still unclear, I guess, at least from my perspective, whether she is doing this on purpose or not. I feel like, you know, I have to think that being who she is, being, you know, a momager to Lindsay Lohan, being as, you know, successful as her family has been, that she's not actually this stupid. I have to feel like once she realized that people see her as this person, that maybe she has played it up a little bit just to be like, yeah, I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know. People are just telling me things left and right, and I don't really know what to do with all the information, and he's being mean and you're being nice and blah, blah, blah. So I have to give her a little bit of credit. And I think that she has played it up. But it's just, this is where we're at here. Like you said, you know, it's just this final comp. If she can win it, then, she has the jury votes locked up, because regardless of how she got here, she has been nice to everybody along the way. She hasn't made any enemies, and she hasn't, she's played a good game of Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, I think that her moments of clarity say to me that she definitely understands what she's doing. Somebody just said, Trent Walgamon in the chat says, Dina changes her tune in each new grouping. She definitely, at least somewhat, knows what she's doing. And I agree. Dina knows how to adapt to a social situation. And she's so non-threatening that it works for her to do that. I think that she, you know, there are definitely aspects of her that are a little bit ditzy, that are, you know, a little out there, but she definitely understands how to play her version of the game. And I was thinking about a comparison. How do you feel about Kevin from Big Brother 19? I feel like they've played pretty similarly, where Kevin, especially if he didn't have a Paul in there to really take over and direct his actions, if Paul was more of a Candy, then I really feel like they've played pretty similarly, where Kevin was able to lie when he needed to. He was able to float around when he needed to. He was very friendly. He probably would have won a jury vote pretty handily. It was just a matter of getting there. And if Paul hadn't been there, Kevin probably would have slid by a lot longer. So I feel like that's a decent one.
All right, so we just have to make sure that we keep Dina Lohan far away from Swaggy as soon as she gets out of the house, is what you're saying.
Yes.
I can kind of see where you're coming from. I always felt like Kevin was kind of maybe playing it up for the cameras more, because like, he, going into the season, he knew, like, his daughters were the one who wanted to get him on the show. They knew he was like a fun personality. And I feel like the entire time he was going for being that fun TV character, TV personality. I think he'd been on like YouTube beforehand. I mean,
their personalities are not super similar, but right. I think their gameplay style is.
I just feel like Kevin was never like invested as like, I feel like Dina honestly might be slightly better of a player maybe, because I feel like she's put more effort later in the game into like finding a way to adapt to win. I see what you're saying. I just feel like now I'm thinking about like Kevin's game and I'm losing my train of thought. But
it's something else to note too, is that like, you know, I think a lot of people are really down on Dina playing the game, but Dina is the person who we, at least on this podcast, were successfully able to predict would have a good shot to win the game from the very start, more so than any other player. We as soon as we saw Dina in that house playing the way that she did, we were like, hey, she's probably going to get to the end. She's probably going to have a 1 in 4 shot of winning the whole game. And that's huge. Whether, even if she didn't intend it, which I do think she did, that's still huge in terms of win equity for a season of Big Brother. Do not sleep on Dina Lohan, is all I'm going to say.
I might sleep on her a little bit just because, you know, her competition ability has been so so weak compared to all
but
these
the,
other.
But that's the thing. If she was better at competitions, she probably wouldn't have lasted this long.
I guess, but I'm Tamar's still trying to convince everybody that she is a big comp threat for her one comp performance where she lasted on the wall for a little while. But right. That's not what Tamar was.
But it's so. Not working because no. She's not good at competitions. It's better to not be good at competitions, especially if you are this archetype. All right.
Well, so, eventually, you know, eventually you kind of run out of room if you're not good at competitions, which right, is
you
where
just
Dina
need to win the last one,
tonight.
Which is often a crapshoot almost.
Go Paris, go.
There you go. So let's talk about Tamar. Let's talk about Tamar. Tamar starts the game. She comes in with a relationship, pre-existing relationship with Candy. She's also the biggest fan of the game heading into the game. She knows the most about the show. She is pulled into the Jonathan Alliance, but that breaks up. She ends up getting into a fight with Candy that separates her from her roommates a bit because she really wants Candy out, and they're saying, no, we need Jonathan out. They get into a fight all week about that. She also gets into a fight with Ricky because she says she saw him in a room with Candy, and he says he wasn't in a room with Candy. We can confirm he was not in a room with Candy. So that further separates her from her roommates. She continues to fight. She wants to get rid of Candy. That's basically her only goal in the first week. But Natalie and Lolo are very firm, saying, no, we are not taking Candy out. We are taking Jonathan out. She eventually gives in and makes up with Candy a little bit, at least. And then Jonathan is going to be evicted. And that was basically Tamar's first week.
Yeah, one of the worst starts, you know, to the season for Tamar, as she's just completely, I guess, you know, of course, she had no way to suspect that Candy was going to be in the house. So seeing Candy completely just threw her off. And then, you know, all the stuff going on with Mooch, I feel like her head was just all over the place. And then she gets in fights with the relevancy and all that stuff. It's just not a good start.
Yes, not the greatest start here. Kato is going to win the next HOH. And Natalie is pissed, Tamar is pissed at Natalie, and gets into a little bit of a fight with Natalie about, how she dropped from the HOH competition, which puts her in danger. She's pissed about that. She also is going to get into a fight with Lolo about Candy and talking to Candy and what Candy said, and also what Lolo was talking about with Natalie and Ricky, the night before after Kato won the HOH, and how, you know, they're talking about her being a pawn. And so, they get it. That's the, then say it. Then do it. Then say it. Then do it. Tamar is going to be nominated by Kato on the block next to Dina. As we said, initially the plan was if Ryan or Joey win the veto, because Ryan is the backdoor plan, then Dina will be voted out next to Tamar. They were just trying to figure out how do we stop Tamar from blowing up if we put her on the block as a pawn. She did kind of blow up. She gets into a fight with Kato about her about his nomination speech, about her son, and she is very mad at Kato. She's still mad at Ricky about the him being in a room with Candy thing, and she tells Natalie and Lolo that her plan is, from this point out, she's just not going to talk game with them anymore because all they do is disagree, and she wants to remain friends with them. So she just needs to not talk game with them anymore. That's the only thing that will maintain their friendship. She's also going to go a little bit rogue here and tell Ryan, hey, Lolo, Ricky, Natalie, Tom, and Kato are all in an alliance and they're working against you. You need to be careful about that. At this point, Natalie and Lolo, they're so done with what she's going rogue. She's getting into fights with them. They're so done with her. They decide we're going to keep Dina over Tamar. If we can get Tamar out this week, we're going to. If Ryan or Joey win that veto, because she's clearly just not worth working with. Tom and Kato are also going to separately decide they want the same thing. As we talked about, Dina worked on them. However, Ryan or Joey did not win the veto. And Ryan is going to be evicted.
Yeah, this is the worst that Tamar's game will get. Like, if you're looking at it on like a graph, maybe even in terms of like the ratings that she's gotten in the Stockwatch forums and all that. That, you know, she started going like really low, hit like a really bad spot here. Potentially could have been evicted. And then, I mean, since then it's just gone up. But I think. Yeah, I mean, everybody's games were just trying to be figured out at this point. They were trying to figure out who their teammates were going to be, who they were going to work with going forward. You had Natalie and Lolo potentially working with Tom and Kato, and Tamar very, very clearly saw that she was on the outs of that. As tight as this Gold Room became over time, there was cracks in the beginning. There was definitely plenty of talk about, can we actually have Tamar on our team if she's going to be, you know, so focused on Candy? She's not really thinking clearly. She's not, you know, she blows up at any opportunity. So, you know, her game very easily could have ended this week. Luckily, it didn't. It's kind of like, I can't think of who I'm thinking of. I mean, plenty of players in Big Brother, you know, get saved early on in their game and propel to, you know, do much better over time. So luckily she made it through.
Yes. I'm seeing right now Tamar talking to the camera. She seems very angry that that Candy is going to be leaving. She says that I'm astonished at the greed and lust for money that's in this house. They tried it. They're going to tell me last night I ain't got no choice. They're going to kick Candy off and I'm not supposed to tell her. So she's not happy.
Yeah, I wonder if the anger is coming from the fact that they made an agreement last night, we won't tell her, or if it's just she doesn't want to see Candy go. Either way, she needs to be thanking Ricky for helping make this decision so that she actually has a shot at winning. But maybe she'll find that out one day.
Yeah, this is like if Ross was going to win and then somebody managed to take him out. And then Marissa ended up winning because she didn't take Ross because she thought she was going to lose to Ross. Anyway,
I think she just hated. She does kind of just hate having no control over the situation. And she thought that she had this unlocked. She thought that Candy was going to stay. And obviously the votes are not there anymore. That, you know, she was very clearly told last night that they had changed their minds.
Yes. So back to week two. Yes. This was really definitely a low point in Tamar's game. This was a very poorly played week. The first two eviction cycles were very poorly played here. She goes into week three being one of the main targets. She was almost evicted week two. One of the main targets week three. Tom is going to win the HOH. And again, she might have needed to win this HOH. And she decided against playing in it, which, you know, is understandable, I guess, if you are afraid of haunted houses, but definitely not exactly the best gameplay. Tom is the consensus targets here are Joey or Tamar, and they want both of them on the block, really. And if one of them is safe, then the other one is going to go. Luckily, though, for Tamar, two things happen. First, she is awarded the power of the publicist, which is going to keep her safe for the next 2 weeks. Second, Tom has it in for Ricky because Ricky called him a prick and he doesn't like that. So Tom wants to backdoor Ricky, and he also avoids putting Tamar on the block because the power was announced and Kato got a read that Candy had it. Tom thought that Joey might have it. So instead of putting Tamar on the block like he had planned, he decided to put Joey and Candy on the block to see if that would flush the power. It did not end up flushing the power. So Tom is going to have a conversation with Tamar to get a sense of does Tamar have the power? His plan is to still backdoor Ricky, but he wants to get a sense of who has the power because he thinks that that would be a good excuse to put Ricky on the block. Tamar is then going to get into a fight with Tom about this conversation, where she feels like he's threatening her. This is when things start to take off a little bit in terms of the nastiness. Natalie and Lolo and Ricky all want Tamar on the block as a replacement at the very least to flush the power. Again, though, luckily for Tamar, Tom really wants to target Ricky. So because they're trying to target Ricky, the women are going to flip on Tom and Kato, and Joey is going to pitch to the women and Tamar that they all have to work together against Tom and Kato. They need Tamar, they need Joey, they need to all work against Tom and Kato. And this is the turning point in Tamar's game, where she is finally grouped up with them against Tom and Kato. There's finally a common enemy that they need to band together against. And so Tamar is going to very quickly piss them off again, though, by trying to say, hey, we should vote Joey out and keep Candy. And they get pissed all over again. And they're like, oh, I can't believe Tamar. Okay, so what we need to do is keep Joey, and then we'll take out Tamar as soon as we get rid of Tom and Kato. But Tamar stands her ground and says, no, I'm not voting out Candy. She's a friend on the outside of the house, and I don't want to ruin my relationship. So Candy is going to stay. And that's it. This is also when all of the fights happen that we have covered plenty already. Jury management, we talked about how Dina's was excellent. Tamar's definitely not very good at all. Very, very poor jury management in terms of the fights and the trash talking behind people's backs and so on and such.
Fair that the fights and all that stuff are not looking great for her in the house. But do remember that, I guess, Ryan, Jonathan, and Joey are all going out of the house, and none of them are holding any kind of ill feelings towards her. Ryan and her had a great relationship the entire time that they were together. Jonathan, I think all of his resentment was towards Natalie and Lolo for screwing him over, because Tamar wasn't even in that group. And Joey came out of the house, say, wasn't he somebody who said Tamar's playing the best game in there? So it did seem like, even though she was fighting with people in the house, the people outside of the house weren't really mad at her.
Right, which is why I'm pointing out that this moment is where the bad jury management was, where she is fighting with people, talking behind their backs, and is the primary cause, I believe, of people like Jonathan, who would otherwise have no ill will toward Tamar, talking about how he would want to walk off the stage if Tamar was against Ricky. That comes from somewhere, and I think it comes from this week in particular. Right. So very, very bad jury management in this particular instance, because again, she was doing decently with the jury management before, but this, it just really starts to fall apart here, I think, for Tamar. And if she loses the final two jury vote, I think it stems from this week moving forward in terms of jury management.
She does almost benefit, though, from the fact that it wasn't just her. The fact that, you know, her entire room is being viewed as you know, the mean girls, the angry people. So, you know, the fact that Natalie and Lolo joined in on the, you know, all the meanness along the way obviously helps her out. But in terms of, like, not just, you know, thinking about the jury management, thinking about her position in the game, getting the power really, like, rejuvenated her. It really gave her, like, a whole new life. She was able to realize, okay, I'm safe this week, or whenever I need to use this power, like, I can actually work on my game a little bit and not just, you know, be fighting from the bottom here. And, you know, she's had these connections with the people in her room all this time. And now that she has the power, I feel like she has a whole new confidence that she is going to take forward, you know, even though, like we're saying, the jury management is a little rough here, or a lot of rough here, especially with the Tom and Kato stuff. But I feel like she does have a drive to just keep going. So that's
And I will say that if she does win the game, I think it is because Natalie, or because Lolo, and to some extent Ricky, were also very, very bad at jury management. We're not looking at anybody who did a good job of jury management if Dina or Candy are not sitting there in the final two. We're just looking at who did worse, or if they're both all equally terrible, then who just happens to take the win home, based on who they're sitting next to.
Right. So, I mean, that's what Jonathan was saying, you know, if it's people from this room that are in the final two, I'm not going to be happy. But that's what Ricky's trying to get at here. He's trying to make sure that, you know, Candy's gone, and then they can beat Dina, so that two of them have to be sitting there. So,
yes. So we then head into week four after Joey is evicted, and Tamar is going to win this HOH, which we pointed out at the time was just such a massive mistake. This is, again, I think, a low point for Tamar's game, where she was safe. She had two sides of the house going after each other. They would have continued to go after each other, and everything would have been great for her. She ends up getting bailed out in the next week with a particular comp outcome that kind of nullifies this error, but should again be pointed out just how massive a mistake it was. This would have been so easy for her to not win this HOH, but she does win it, and she wants Kato and Tom out. Kato first. She tries to get Tom to apologize for the bullying, which makes Tom in particular focus more on her than Lolo in terms of who's trying to pin the bullying on me. He says he feels bullied by Tamar, and he feels that maybe Tamar and Ricky are the people who are manipulating Lolo and Natalie to think that he's bullying them. Then Natalie is still pissed at Tamar about how Candy is still in the game, and Candy's talking with Tom. And so Tamar gets mad at Candy for talking to Tom. And she has to start walking this tightrope that that is between this, you know, she's working with Candy on one side. She's working with Natalie, Lolo, and Ricky on the other side. Natalie, Lolo, and Ricky are mad at Candy. She's mad at Candy, but she's also trying to protect Candy from them because she wants to keep Candy. And I think that she is definitely on board with taking Candy to the final two at this point, where she's bonded with Candy. We saw in the recap episode that it meant a lot to her that Candy called her a friend. And I think that was really the moment where she was like, you know what, Candy's my thing, I'm taking Candy to the end. That's my personal read on it. She does say in the diary room at one point that she wanted to take Candy to the final two, so I think that's a pretty solid thing to say at this point. So that's basically her plan. Again, this week very poorly executed, but by the latter half of the week, she starts to walk this tightrope between the Gold Room and Candy, and that's probably the greatest strength of her game from this point moving forward. But again, can't be undersold just how bad it was to win this HOH in the first place. Kato will be evicted, and very luckily for her, Tom is going to win the next HOH.
I feel like my view of that entire week is probably like the complete opposite of what you're saying here, just because I feel like when you look at who she was up against in that HOH, it was either her or Tom. And while I understand that she had the power, she would have been able to save herself, having her entire room potentially behind her was, and keeping Tom and Kato out of power, like, because there was no going back to working with Tom and Kato. They were going to be a strong enemy on the other side.
They wanted to work with her at that time.
I don't think she should have worked with them. I don't think there's any benefit in her straying away from her room, who the numbers are there. They're able to win comps, and Tom and Kato are clearly becoming the bad guys of the house. I don't think there's any benefit in her switching over to that
side. Well, she didn't have to switch over to that side. She just had to let them win an HOH, which she eventually, it's going to happen. Like, the thing that needs to happen is that Tom or Kato needs to win an HOH, and then they need to take out at least one of Ricky, Natalie, and Lolo, because that trio was just very strong, and they were never going to take Tamar. In fact, they wanted Tamar out at that point. And if the shot didn't get taken at them, if Tom hadn't won this next HOH, then Tamar is in massive trouble, because Tom leaves next, and then Lolo wins the next HOH. And looking at Dina, Candy, and Tamar with the whole trio there, they probably go after Candy first, but Tamar is not cracking through that trio, and they're gonna just win out from this point on. So Tom winning that HOH saved her game 100%.
I'm remembering that, you know, there was a lot of people talking about how they, you know, somebody needs to break up the room, and you know, it probably wouldn't be her. So I mean, that's totally a fair point. I don't know. It's a tricky spot, because Tom and Kato had been, you know, they proved themselves to be, or not that they did much to put themselves in this spot, but they had become the enemy. And it just seemed like any kind of inclination that she was working with them, or that she was agreeing with a plan of theirs, even if I don't know, maybe I'm just looking at it like
she made it through the next, like, basically what happened in the next, in this week when Tom wins the HOH is exactly what could have happened earlier, where she is still working with the women, but Tom goes after Ricky or whoever, and then one of them is gone, and then it's Natalie and Lolo left versus Tom and Kato, and Tamar is still in the middle. At that point, she can choose if she wins to side with the Gold Room, which is probably her best move, with Candy on the other side, and she can move forward with that. Basically, everything that did eventually happen, because Tom happened to be the person that won that HOH, could have happened earlier, and she would have been safe that week because she had the power anyway. Not that she was likely to be a target in the first place. Like I said, it doesn't end up mattering because Tom wins the HOH, but I think that if Tom hadn't won that HOH, things are looking very, very different for Tamar.
Yeah, I think maybe my takeaway is just that it sounds like you're saying that that week was bad for her, or maybe I just don't like the, maybe I'm just saying
bad for her. Tom winning the next HOH reversed that and put it back to where it should have been.
Okay. I think what I'm trying to say is just, I don't think it was bad for her. I think it could have been better. I think it was just at any point of the game, you could have made a better move, but I think that she was fine where what ended up happening.
But right. What ended up happening, what I'm saying is that if Tom hadn't won that HOH, that would have been the thing that was very bad for her and probably would have signaled the end of her game. But because Tom won the HOH, it turned out to not. It's easy to look back and say, hey, it wasn't bad because it turned out all right. But it only turned out all right because Tom won the next HOH.
Right. Well, she also played the week, you know, given the HOH that she had, she used it as a great opportunity to make her allies feel bonded to her. And they were not going to turn on her in the following week. You know, they were like, you came through, you pulled through, you won this comp. You're taking out the bad guys. Now we got you going forward. So I do think that it ultimately worked out.
That wasn't exactly how they were feeling that week. They were still mad at Tamar for keeping Candy. And they were still talking about taking Tamar out as soon as they got rid of Tom and Kato. And so Kato was evicted this week, but Tamar was still on their radar. It wasn't until Tom won the HOH this following week that they were really pissed at Tom and Candy, because they saw that Candy was working with Tom to try and help him win that HOH, and then was talking with Tom afterward, that they started to finally go, okay, we need Tamar. And then even that week they were like, how do we get rid of Tamar instead of one of us? So it wasn't until the end of that week that Tamar was really solidified with the rest of the gold room that I have here. So like I said, that's my perspective based on the notes that I have written down here. You know, Matt has given his case. I've got my notes here. I'm letting you know what is down here based on what I saw happen. I definitely think that was a very bad week for Tamar overall. However, I think that most of what Matt is talking about with that week can be applied to this week when Tom wins the HOH. Tom wins the HOH. This is very good for Tamar. She is mad that Tom has made it this far in the game, but it's a good thing that he's HOH right now. Natalie and Lolo are still pissed at Tamar, and more so at Candy at this point, because Candy is still there and Tamar kept Candy. They tell her Candy's going to win this thing. Tamar does not agree. She says, what are you talking about? Candy can't win this thing. I think this is Tamar thinking that she plans on taking Candy to the final two at this point. She does get mad at Candy for talking to Tom, and Candy's like, whatever. Of course I'm going to talk to Tom. Tom wants Ricky out this week, and so he wants to make a deal with Tamar to keep him safe next week if he doesn't put her on the block. She dodges the deal. She does not want any part of this deal. She wants Tom out as soon as she can make that happen. Natalie and Lolo are going to try and figure out how they can make Tamar leave instead of one of them. They think that if Lolo wins the veto, then they can get Tamar on the block, and then hopefully they can somehow convince people to go and evict Tamar instead of them. But they don't have to worry about that situation because Lolo isn't even chosen for the veto. So then Tom is going to win the veto. Tamar is going to misread a situation where Candy is talking about Tom potentially using the veto. She thinks that Tom is going to put her on the block when really he was thinking about Lolo, and she's going to go off on Tom and get him to hide in the HOH room for a little while. At which point he's going to use the veto on Ricky and put Lolo up in Ricky's place, which means that Natalie is in danger here. Tamar is going to work with Ricky and Natalie to try and keep Natalie safe. She's going to try and convince Candy and Dina that they need to get rid of Lolo, but she is not going to be particularly successful. However, in the process of this happening, she is going to bond with these roommates more. The fact that Natalie is leaving opens the door for Tamar to get closer with them. There's a new trio in the works, and it's going to be Lolo, Ricky, and Tamar. This was a huge week for Tamar in terms of positioning now that she's solidly with this group, and she has a possibility of them taking her to the final two, whereas previously she did not. Plus, having Candy on the side working, keeping her safe on that end, she's starting to look like she's in one of the best spots in the game, along with Ricky. She does fail to keep Natalie around, which is not the greatest, although probably ends up being... never mind. That ends up being a huge boon for her, because Natalie would have taken Ricky for sure, and Ricky would have taken Natalie for sure. Lolo actually turns out to be the better option. So good thing that she does not succeed here. And Natalie is going to be evicted. And then we're going to head into the double eviction.
Yeah, we see a little bit of what she's doing this week with what she did last week in terms of, yeah, I don't really care, I guess, what happens, but, you know, Dina should probably be the one to go. And this is what she's saying last week. She's saying, you know, it's fine, whatever we decide to do, but I feel like Natalie's a stronger competitor and maybe Lola should go first because, you know, we need Natalie to stay and help us take out Tom. And like you said, it didn't really work out for her, but the connection she had with Natalie, I think she just felt a lot better about her. Lola is obviously somebody that she's been fighting with the entire game, probably a little bit harder to control in the future in case anything else messy happened. So, you know, it wasn't make or break here, having Lolo versus Natalie. You know, obviously she didn't succeed in what she wanted to have happen, but the way she, like you said, the spot that she's in the house right now, the way she set herself up between Candy and, you know, her room alliance, she is, I would struggle to find somebody in a better spot in the game than her right now, in terms of having protection on all sides.
Yes. So like I said, this week, doing, in my opinion, the work of what, should have happened the previous week, but it's happening, anyway. And Tamar is now in the position that, I think that she starts to, this is where she needs to be to play this game correctly. And she is going to start to do better in terms of positioning and getting to the end. I think this is where her knowledge of the game starts to come into, a lot better. Her jury management still leaves a lot to be desired. The double eviction is going to happen. Tom is going to be evicted and she is going to dance as he leaves. She's going to admit on the feeds afterward and then a little bit in the episode as well afterward that that she was dancing because she got Tom out and he deserved it, and that nobody should associate with Tom socially after the show. These are not great things. Jury management, like I said, still leaves a lot to be desired, especially because Ricky and Lolo are starting to be more respectful toward the evicted house guests. However, her positioning is much better. She is basically locking in a spot in the final four, and then she is making some deals with the final two in mind. So Ricky is going to win the next HOH, and basically, you know, everything that we talked about that happened yesterday on the feeds, that's happening. Now she's making deal, a final two deal with Ricky. She is making a final two deal with Lolo. She has a final two deal with Tamar, with Candy. It's starting to look decent in terms of her getting to the final two. There are some hiccups along the way. Dina has convinced Lolo that she has a better shot against Ricky, so that might put a little bit of a stop in Nat and Lolo taking Tamar to the final two, which is her best chance. I also think that I do believe that she still does plan on taking Candy to the final two if she is able to. So right before the feeds cut for good, as they did as we were speaking just a little bit ago, she was fighting Ricky hard to keep Candy in the game, really like pulling out all the stops. Like, this does not feel right to me. Dina should not be in the game. She's really fighting hard. I think that if she loses this battle, it is better for her that that she does lose. Definitely. So it's kind of a tale of two situations. I think she's probably playing right now the best game in terms of getting to the final two. I think she's probably playing the worst game in terms of winning in the final two. That doesn't mean she can't win in the final two. Things can play out in a way that that end up with her getting the win. But I do think that if she was succeeding at what she was trying to accomplish, she would have much less of a chance of winning the game. Still, something to be, I think, admired is that she is playing much better than Ricky or Lolo or anybody else in terms of she's actually willing to lie to people right now. She's actually making deals to get to the final two. That, I think, if we're looking at her game as a whole, this final week has been her strongest in terms of gameplay and strategy. And thank God she is in there because nobody else is doing it at all.
Yeah, and her personality, her just who she is. So this is Tamar. The fact that, you know, she is loud. She's going to tell you how she feels, and she, you know, even if she gets like mixed up with her words for a second, she's very quickly able to rebound. I think she has made a couple hiccups along the way, but just the fact that she, like, I don't know, what really impressed me was, I guess, the fact that I still feel like nobody knows for sure that she has the power. I think that she did her best during that week. I stand by that, that I think she did her best to pretend that she didn't. And even if she made a hiccup along the way and somebody thought for a second that she had the power, just the fact that she is able to go off on Tom, because of course she's going to go off because this is Tamar. She just gets mad about things all the time. Like, why are you accusing me of having the power? What did I do to make you think that I would have the power? And then she's going to Natalie and Lolo saying, Tom thinks I have the power. There's like, what reason does he have to think that I have the power? It's just in the same way that Dina benefits from naturally doing well because of who she is as a person in the game, I feel like Tamar has a similar thing, that just who she is, people expect that this is just Tamar. This is just her acting as normal as Tamar normally would. So I feel like that's an advantage that helps her do better than she would otherwise.
I mean, I think that I agree in terms of how the fans respond to Tamar. I think the fans are like, hey, this is Tamar. The jury, I'm not quite as sure, feels the same way. We could certainly find that that's their interpretation when it comes to the finale tonight and the vote. But personally, based on how I've seen the jury react and their social media, I don't really think that they see Tamar in that same way.
I'm also saying more so in terms of like the players still inside the house. I'm not really talking about the jury vote. I'm talking about like also how she maneuvers around playing the game, like with the people in there, like getting them to believe what she's saying and whatnot.
I will also say in the house, I think that she was a lot more explosive in the first half, and that explosiveness did put her in danger quite a lot. And I think there were multiple times where she could have gone home because of what she was doing in terms of getting in fights with Candy, getting to fights with her alliance members, telling them she wouldn't even want to talk strategy with them anymore. I do think that that got them to turn on her. And I think that when she finally started to tone it down, at least with her alliance members, is when she started to do better in terms of keeping her allies and keeping herself safe from eviction. Personally, I would say I disagree with the assessment that her personality helps her in that way. I think that it's her knowledge, her knowledge of the game and her strategic acumen that helps her move forward in the game in terms of keeping herself safe. And I think that the blow-ups are things that are a detriment to her, both in terms of jury management and in terms of succeeding in her strategic maneuvers. However, I think that toward the end of the game, as we're talking about her now, I think that she has managed to achieve the right balance, or at least close to the right balance, of she's not getting into as many fights with people. She's doing more lying. She's doing more manipulation, and she's being more successful at it. So I would say personally that that's my view on Tamar and where she is right now and where she is when she's the most successful. So for me, looking at Tamar's overall game, I think it was a story of coming into the game thinking that she was going to play a certain way, running into Candy, getting into some explosive fights, really making some mistakes along the way in the first few weeks. The first 2 weeks, not great for her. She was almost evicted. And then week three, she gets the power. And I think this is kind of starting to be a turning point here. I think she makes a massive mistake in week four. It sets her back. I think she gets lucky in week five. It puts her back on track. And then from that point forward, she is able to figure out the right formula for moving forward in the game. And I think that her knowledge and her ability to strategize based on that knowledge is what has gotten her to this point in the final four, where I do think she has a chance to win. But again, I think another part of Tamar's story is the jury management aspect, and it'll be interesting to see how that works for her moving forward. I think that she has a good chance to beat Lolo. Potentially, she might be able to beat Ricky, but I think that this part of her story is going to be left untold until we hear from the jury and we see what happens tonight.
Yeah, I really have no idea what's going to potentially happen with this jury. I think I said this on Twitter, it could go either way. It really could. They could be annoyed with how she's been acting all season, or they could just, you know, the fact that she is likable to, you know, like the fact that she has so many fans tells you that there are people that she's likable to. And I feel like I said earlier, the fact that she was she had good relationships with the first three boos of the season. I don't know how Jonathan's feeling towards her right now. It's very much up in the air. It depends on who she's sitting next to. If she's sitting next to Ricky, are they going to say, Ricky didn't even do anything in the game, so let's reward Tamar because at least she did something? Or are they going to say, well, Ricky wasn't awful and Tamar was awful, so let's give it to Ricky? I really don't know. I do think her best chance is up against Lolo. She has to hope that that the Lolo, the people that are anti-Lolo are willing to, you know, not look past Lolo's past few days of coming around and trying to be a better person. But it's a really tough call between these final three if it ends up, you know, not including Dina in who sits in the final two.
Yes. And I will say, you know, I told people a while ago, I have given up on strategy. Candy was maybe my one hope in terms of, you know, I started to root for her regardless of strategy. Then she started to get strategic, but it's looking like she might leave. If Candy does leave, I think I am hoping for a Tamar win because nobody else deserves it strategically. And Tamar would be the most exciting. So
Tamar would definitely be the most exciting. Yeah. I've started to maybe come around on accepting that, you know, Ricky would be a acceptable winner. I feel
it's very boring.
No. It's very boring, but
yeah, the thing about Ricky, like I obviously Ricky, I think he's played the best conventional game of Big Brother. So if I was still like, if I cared about the strategy of the season, then I would say like, give it to Ricky. He probably deserves it the most, but Ricky still doesn't even crack a five, like a six for me. Like he doesn't go above a five in terms of like, over, he's like replacement level. And that is the best that the season had to offer. And so it's like, I just don't care enough. Like, okay, Ricky was the best strategically and he was, like 12th on Big Brother 20. So it's like, I don't care that much. And so that's why I was rooting for Candy. And if Candy's gone, then give it to Tamar because like, if we're looking back at the results of this season and Ricky was the winner, like, sure, he played the best, but
It makes the whole season kind of look like a fart.
Whereas if Tamar wins the season, I do think it represents what this season was. And I think that it's a little bit more like, hey, remember that season Tamar won, right?
I mean, the same will kind of be said if Lolo ends up pulling out the win. It'll definitely represent the, I guess.
Yeah, but I think in a different way. I think if Lolo wins, it's kind of like, remember that season Lolo won?
Yeah.
But that's just me. I know there are some Lolo fans out there, and they will be very happy for the Lolo win. And I respect the Lolo fans because they have a lot to contend with.
As somebody who has been still like kind of on Lolo's side the entire season because I came in rooting for her as a challenge alumni, I'm just excited that the season is over because I feel like she needs to get back to normal life and away from this house, from these cameras. I feel like she really, you know, needs to not do more reality television. And that's what I will be rooting for her.
In terms of
just stay away from the games.
Well, let's also just briefly go over Candy's game because there's a small chance that, the feeds are going to be cut from this point on. There's still a good, 8 hours until the live eviction happens. And Tamar seems like she's pushing pretty hard. There's a chance things change. 8 hours is a long time if Tamar is determined. So
last time you and I were on a recap and we said something wasn't possible. Ricky was put taken off the block. So
is what I said.
Right. And I mean, as much as I want to say, I really don't think there's a chance. I shouldn't say that.
What's happening right now is that I'm going to say, hey, for all we know, Tamar could succeed and they could evict Dina tonight. Very unlikely, but should be pointed out. All right. We're going to clip that. Put the lucky juice on it. It's going to be great.
Right. I don't think I was making such a disgusted face that time.
I know you messed it up. If Candy gets evicted, it's all your fault, Matt. You needed the face. All right.
Sorry.
Let's talk about Candy's game. And really, genuinely, there's not much to it until like week four or week three. So,
I like how proud she is, talking to Lolo yesterday or just in general. Like, I've been on the block so much. I'm going to make Big Brother history. They're going to have to talk about me, Candy, about who was on the block the most times. Like, every season in Big Brother Celebrity, Big Brother Regular, whoever gets on the block like multiple times, they're like, I'm going to be in the record books for this. I'm always on the block. Even Jonathan, I was on the block for 10 days. I'm going to be remembered. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get you a little medal after the game. You can hang it in your room.
It is. I mean, it's par for the course. Remember, Shannon Elizabeth is the best Big Brother player of all time.
Yeah, so, she is.
All right. So week one, Candy comes into the game. She has a pre-existing relationship with Tamar. She gets pulled into the Jonathan alliance, but she tells Jonathan straight up that she plans on voting him out, which lands her on the block when the mooch twist happens. Candy, not a whole lot of knowledge of the game. Very much the opposite of Tamar in a lot of ways, where she is very good socially. She's very calm. She's very rational. But she has no knowledge of the game, almost no knowledge of the game. And so she makes a lot of rookie mistakes, especially early on. And this is one of the biggest ones here. Puts her on the block. Of course, she was never in any real danger, but you never know with how things shake out on the Big Brother in the Big Brother game. So she is going to bond with Ricky and Dina. Those are two people that she bonds with in the first week. And she's going to get into this fight with Tamar, which she does not handle very well either. She also is going to learn how to handle Tamar properly as the season continues on. So a lot of mistakes here in the early game for Candy. They do make up a little bit before the end of the week, and Jonathan is going to be evicted, but not the best start here for Candy either.
Yeah, Candy's beginning, the beginning of Candy's game was just, she didn't really know what the game was. She kind of, you know, she was obviously this last minute replacement is what we heard before the season. And it felt like she wasn't exactly interested in playing. It felt like she was just kind of like, all right, well, I'm here. I said this, you know, a couple morning updates ago about how, you know, she's really smart. She's come in here. She's not any interest in quitting, but she is just, you know, collecting her paycheck that she's going to get for being there. And that's it. Obviously, it got way more exciting along the way when she decided that she knew what the game was about. And hey, why don't I just, you know, play this a little bit and see if I can go far, maybe end up winning. So that was obviously a lot more fun. But the beginning of the game, I just felt like she was just, you know, she ended up on the block so often, nobody really was trying to bring her in close. It was just like, this is just another person that's in the house. And, you know, it's very easy to put her on the block. So
yes,
that's that.
So Jonathan is evicted. We head into week two. Kato is going to win the HOH. Candy is mad at Dina. She had bonded with her and she feels betrayed by Dina because Dina voted her out in that week. So she's not particularly happy there, but she is pretty safe this week as Dina and Tamar are nominated with Ryan as the backdoor plan. She does get some information out of Kato in regards to who he's working with and what's happening in the house. So she gets a good read of what's going on in this week too. She is still not doing much else though. I genuinely like going through the notes I had. She is talked about. She does not appear in almost any of the conversations this week. She just is not really doing much strategy talk at all. So Ryan is going to be evicted and we're going to head into week three when Tom wins the HOH and she's going to be a little more active this week.
Yes, I think I don't know exactly when she woke up and decided she wanted to play the game, but she's really just kind of hanging around with Ricky playing chess all day. And that's the most that we ever would have talked about Dina back in these early weeks.
Yes. So as Tom, with Tom as the HOH.
Dina, I meant Candy. I think it's with Dina.
The names get mixed up.
There's only five left and we're having such a hard time.
Kato is going to think that Candy has the power, which lands her on the block this week. But they recognize that she does not have the power. And so she is in a little bit of danger as Joey seems to be doing a good job of keeping himself safe. He campaigns to the women. He campaigns to the men. Both groups want to keep him. However, after all the blowups, the men realize that Joey is not on their side, so they decide to approach Candy, who gives them exactly what they need to hear. She says, oh, yes, I'm on board 100%. Keep me safe. They say, in order to keep you safe, you need Tamar's vote. She goes to Tamar and she says, hey, Tamar, you know, we're friends. I need you to vote to keep me. Tom will break the tie in my favor. I need this from you. Tamar says, okay. And that's it. She does manage to save herself here in this regard, at least. And so she is going to be kept safe. Joey is going to be evicted and she She also is going to tell Tamar that she thinks Lolo and Natalie are hypocritical after all these fights. And this is, I think, when people really started to see her as like, wow, the only sane voice in this house. Yeah. And she also tells Tamar, hey, I did not make a deal with the guys. This is just all about us right now. So she starts to play the game a little bit here. She's starting to understand what she needs to do. She learned, she even told Tom this later in the game, that she learned her lesson from week one, where she was just brutally honest with Jonathan, and she now knows that she needs to massage the truth a little bit more. So Joey is going to be evicted, and then Tamar is going to win the next HOH, which obviously means that Candy is going to be safe.
Yeah, I think it's probably around now where, you know, Candy is such a like successful businesswoman. She's done so well in her life and in her career, and seeing like the fact that the game is being played around her, people are playing so hard, especially like the Natalie and Lolo, you know, contingent, she's like, wait a second, like I'm not about to be like outplayed by these people who are, I don't know what they're trying to pull off here, but hold on a second, maybe we need to make this not happen. So this is, you know, when things start to get good for her.
Yes. With Tamar as HOH, Candy and Tom conspire a little bit. They want Tamar to target Nolicky. Candy tries to pitch to Tamar that she needs to target Natalie multiple times throughout the week. She really tries to push hard for Tamar to turn on that block of three. She says, look, if we don't turn on them now, they're going to win this game unless somebody like Tom wins the HOH. She's very correct here. Ultimately, I do believe Tamar was locked into this bad position in the first place, as we talked about in Tamar's game, and she didn't really have much of a choice but to go after Kato in this spot. However, Candy does try to shake her out of it. Tamar refuses, and she is again going to get mad at Candy for talking to Tom, and Candy's just like, whatever. Kato is going to be evicted this week, and we head into week 5, where Tom wins the HOH, and this was huge both for Tamar and for Candy, as Candy is going to work on Tom and try to get him to put Natalie on the block. Natalie is targeting Candy at this point, so it is vital for her to make sure that Natalie leaves. She is going to Tamar's going to get mad at her again for talking to Tom, and she's going to go to Dina about it, and she is eventually, Candy, going to convince Tom that he does need to get Natalie on the block, even though Tom still wants to go after Ricky first. She is going to then, after Tom wins the veto, put up some resistance and say, hey, you shouldn't use the veto. We should take Natalie out. And then she's going to run to Tamar, who blows up on Tom. And then Tom is not going to trust Candy anymore. But then Dina is going to reunite them, and Tom is going to use the veto on Ricky, and Natalie is going to be evicted, in large part due to Candy's work here. She does make a big error going to Tamar and telling her what Tom told her, but it kind of ends up working out in a very strange way. I can't credit Candy for this, but I can credit Candy for getting Natalie on the block in the first place. I do think this was a pretty good week overall, despite the mistake there. And it does end with the positive result for Candy of getting Natalie out of the game.
Yeah, you know when people like go over to Wikipedia and they just change any information that they want to because it's funny? If anybody wanted to go in there and change this to Candy's HOH week instead of having it say that it was Tom's, I would be all for that. I feel like that's totally fair at this point. Everything that happened in this week was Tom turning the key in the box, but Candy was behind the nominations. And then ultimately, in terms of who went home, it was very, very close to being Ricky, which is what Tom initially wanted. But after Candy pushed and it was obviously, you know, a misstep in terms of her telling Tamar, you know, all of this stuff or whatever, but it also did kind of click, I guess, in Tom's brain that, all right, this is like the one person that I had on my side, and now she's probably not on my side. I must have done something wrong. I need to get her back on my side. And he goes through with the plan that is obviously going to make her the happiest. So really, really strong stuff for Candy. Besides, you know, everybody's had hiccups along the way, but I think this is the best I could have asked for from her.
Yes, I will say I think that Tom did it less so to please Candy and more so because he thought that he probably couldn't get Ricky out anyway, at least based on what he said. But but still, I agree with the sentiment here. I think that we can credit Candy for, if not for Candy, Natalie definitely would not have been evicted here. And she definitely deserves a lot of credit for this week. And this is really when she starts to, step up her game. And we head into the following week where, Tom is going to be evicted in the double eviction. This is not great for Candy, but things are still looking up because she has a lot of outs here. All she needs to do is to not have Ricky win the HOH. That's the only thing she needs to not have happen, but Ricky does win the HOH, and a blow. What a blow for Candy. Despite this, as we've been talking about, she has a decent job of potentially trying to keep herself safe. She has Tamar working on them. Her work with Tamar is probably her best move across the entire season. Tamar, who is now in a position to really help her, or potentially really help her, this is huge. Tamar taking her to the final two would be huge, because I do think that she beats Tamar fairly handily. And so ultimately, it does look like Candy will be leaving tonight, that her and Tamar will have failed to keep her over Dina. However, when we look at Candy's game as a whole, if she loses here or if she goes on to win the game, I think that it's really a tale of she came into the game, she knew nothing, but she had a lot of innate abilities that made her good at the game. She made some big mistakes early on. She was not part of the game early on, but she sat, she watched, she learned. And as we got toward the end of the game, she really stepped it up. It was just a little bit too late and a little bit too little. And she was not able to get all the way there. So that's really, I think, the story of Candy in this game.
Yeah, I totally lost my train of thought that I was just about to say. But Candy's played well. I think that, okay, what I was going to say, the biggest thing that confused me about Candy's game, the thing that I don't understand why the pieces never connected. I don't understand how she never got in to some kind of something with Ricky. They spent so much time together all season long. They played chess together almost every single day, maybe sometimes twice a day. And they were so close. They weren't close. They just played together. They had so many opportunities to come together, but every chance that there was, for Ricky to talk about, yeah, Candy's a threat, she should go, like, he never seemed any kind of invested in keeping her in the game. He always acknowledged that she was somebody they would have to take care of eventually. I don't understand what the disconnect was there. I don't understand why neither of them ever made a push to make something happen between the two of them with all the time they spent together. And nobody's even ever suspected that the two, well, no, that's not true, actually. Because Lolo has mentioned a couple times, like, I know that, you know, Ricky, I know you're not close with Candy, even though you guys play chess all the time. So there's been suspicion about it. But it's never been like a thing, like, you guys are together, but they should have been, right? Like,
yeah, that is something I neglected to mention in sort of trying to gloss over Candy's game a little more, is that her relationship with Ricky, she did bond with him early on. However, because she was not really playing the game for so long, it kind of just went away. That Ricky wanted to keep Candy initially in that third week when she was on the block next to Joey. However, when Joey pitched to the women and Ricky that he should stay, Ricky made the decision to drop Candy. He was like, you know, I have Candy, but Joey seems like he'll be a better ally to me. He's playing the game harder. Candy just isn't doing anything yet. And so he decided in that moment that he was going to go with Joey over Candy. That's going to end up being a mistake, not one that's going to end up costing him anything, because it never ends up making a difference, but a mistake nonetheless, because Joey is going to end up leaving there anyway, and Candy is going to feel betrayed by Ricky moving forward from this point. So that's when their relationship dissolved and turned into nothing. And it never really rekindled, because there was never a reason for it to. They were still protecting each other because it was not in either of their best interests to see each other go home at any point until now. If Candy had been able to rekindle that relationship with Ricky, maybe she'd be in a better spot to survive right now. So I'd probably call it more Candy's mistake than Ricky's, because she did feel so personally offended by what Ricky decided to do going against her that she decided not to rekindle that relationship. So that is, I think, another good point to bring up in terms of the downfall of Candy's story.
Yeah, Ricky kind of strikes a nerve where he talks to her about, you're not playing the game. Like, I don't even know what you're doing here. You're really just not playing. And that kind of comes back to bite him in the butt, because then, you know, a little bit after that is when Candy really does start to play the game. And I think even like Natalie and Lolo are going to say to him, like, why did you even tell her to play the game? Because like now we're regretting it because now she's playing the game and it's kind of annoying. So, you know, while their relationship never really worked out for the two of them, I mean, Ricky did kind of give her a kick in the pants to motivate her a little bit and say, all right, well, I'll show you playing the game if that's what you want me to do here.
Yes. And another thing that should be pointed out again, it doesn't really fit into a recap, but Candy's jury management was excellent along the way. She was very respectful toward everyone. She never really got into any big fights with anyone. And she always treated people with respect and kindness and has said good things about people when they are evicted. So I shouldn't even have to say it's good jury management. It's like baseline jury, treat people with respect, be kind, say nice things. Everybody should be doing this, but she is one of the few people that's doing it, and that really makes a huge difference. And she is just so like regal and respectable that I think that really adds to it. And I do think that she would have good jury management in any season. But just like the bar is so low here, it's ridiculous.
Yes, I would definitely love to see in a couple of years if we have a Celebrity Big Brother All-Stars. I feel like Candy would be a top contender to go all the way.
Yes. All right. So there you have it. Three games recapped, plus what happened on the feeds yesterday. I apologize for the length of this update. It's quite a long one.
I don't want to hear any length complaints. There's no feeds today. We got nothing else to keep an eye on.
No length
complaints. A lot of hours. That's the motto in life. No length complaints. We got a couple hours. It's not even the finale's not even on until 9 o'clock tonight. It's not even 8 o'clock. So
yeah, it's
plenty of time.
It's a national holiday. It's finale of Big Brother Day. It's all about you're taking work off. Everyone, you know, is prepared. I saw that people were saying that they were taking work off for the Super Bowl or like the day after the Super Bowl, and I was like, that would be like if I was still working and I decided to take the day off after the finale of Big Brother.
It seems reasonable enough to me. I don't know.
We'll probably do some kind of finale special Twitch stream today to talk some more if you guys are interested. So today,
endless Big Brother
today
until
is all
tomorrow
about,
morning.
Yeah, all about Big Brother until the finale where we see what happens. We'll have some fun. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope you enjoyed going over everyone's game, and I hope that we can all be kind to each other and the house guests once the season is over. There's no need for any personal attacks or angry debates about things that don't involve the game. It's just a game. Let's be nice to people. Check out the Taran Show episode I did with Matt if you are interested in hearing me preach on about that even more, probably annoyingly so.
Yes, breathe in, breathe out. We'll all be okay. They'll all be okay. And once they're gone, we can just unfollow them on social media if we want to and move on.
Yes.
It was a rough season of feeds, I would say, for the most part, especially with all the blackouts, but I think we still had a good time here, and I'm very excited for Big Brother Canada 7. Very, very excited.
And again, check out the Big Brother 3 blockumentary in the meantime, after the season ends and before Big Brother Canada starts. There will be a lull in Big Brother, and let me tell you, you need something to cleanse your palate, and Big Brother 3 is the perfect thing to do that. Mm-hmm. Check it out. Check out the blockumentary. I promise it's going to be fun. It's going to be good. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taran. Matt is at Matt Ligori. Thank you so much for joining us across the whole season. Another successful season of Big Brother Updates. I hope you had fun with me. I certainly had fun with you. And I'll see you next time for Big Brother Canada 7.